Today, we're talking about living a value-driven life and the powerful role choice plays in our lives. We'll reflect on how what you did or did not receive in your childhood can lead you to declaring what values are important to you in adulthood and learn why we want to make choices from the soul level over the personality or outer forces in our lives. Join me in this solo episode, and as always, thanks for being here.
Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation.
Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. I'm by myself today, and this is for episode 120. So, wow, I can't believe that that's happening. Things are just growing exponentially daily. We're here in April, and I both feel that time is flying by in so many ways. It feels like I have whiplash. I'm like confusing dates at times and just don't seem to have a grasp on some of what should be the most solid things in my life. So I am often thinking, what day is it? What time is it? What month is it? What year is it? And I think that I am not alone in this. I'm wondering if you've been feeling this way at all. As with everything, we're in it together. We truly are. So that can be comforting. That comforts me to know, you know, my sisters and brothers on the journey that we have each other. We have each other for support. And that's just growing by the day, too. So today, when I wrote this episode, I was up so early. It was obscene. I tend to sleep pretty well. And I do a shout out for all those in midlife who do not sleep well, because I know that's very common. But I woke up at 2:34, my clock read 2:34, and I laid there for about an hour. So I got out of bed at 3:30, which I don't typically do, but I guess something was calling me. I kind of feel like I have been, and definitely in the middle of the night on this day, I have been receiving messages, and it feels like sometimes guidance in the middle of the night. And I'm on the brink of rolling something out, and there's one decision in it that I have been playing around with and kind of ricocheting back and forth about, which is probably some work I need to do, especially since earlier today I interviewed a business coach, Melanie Ramone. And we were talking about so much of what we experience in running our businesses or whatever we're doing is like deep, 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 deep down in the subconscious that we're looking to sort of create change on a cellular level. But that being said, it's a choice that I have to make. And at the moment, I had this divine thought that I could give choices in what I was going to be offering. And something about that just so spoke to my soul. And it led me to create an episode on the power of choice. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today and just sharing some pieces of my life and musings on it and some things that have helped me understand what it is to consider when I'm making choices. So we're going to do that. I hope you like it. I had fun recording it. And sometimes with these type of episodes, they're something that I've wanted to talk about for a while. Like I really want to do one on multiple intelligences too. And I just trust in the divine timing that these episodes come out at the right time for me, for whoever it is. So the episode topic of the power of choice is rooted in going all the way back to my childhood. And it became, I feel like it's a leading, driving value of mine. And we all have these sets of values that kind of lead us and guide us in life. And if we think about it, often they came from what we did or did not get or experience in our childhoods. And so I always had a keen knowing. I don't think I did as a kid, but as I got older and moved into my adult years of in my 20s at first, in my 30s, I became really aware of the power of choice and how driving value of mine was becoming to either have choices or give choices to those around me. And I think that it's one of my big V values in life. And I laugh about that because I did not, when I was writing this, that just came out. And it's because Athena Harrell, who I just had on the podcast recently, talks about our big W work in life, which is our big work. And our, I don't think we're all going to have what it is in this lifetime, even though we really do create the bigness in this lifetime, whatever it is, but the big values, the big V, which is kind of funny, came to me. So when I was a kid, and please tell me if you can relate, I was limited in the choices that I had. And I, you know, I kind of laugh about that when I write it, because I can laugh about it now. You know, I've done enough healing around it, but I didn't have a choice in much. It didn't feel like I had choice. Like if I think about like where I had choice, it was choice in, you know, what I was going to wear on a certain day until I got to a school that had a uniform. It was what I was going to play with my brothers and sisters. But I think because the parenting of that time was more do as I say, not as I do, you know, stay silent, those kind of messages, like don't ruffle feathers, don't rock the boat. Those were the messages. So I knew that staying in line was the preferred way to be. And that, hey, if we were going to church every Sunday, you actually didn't have a choice. You know, sometimes there were those Sundays where you feigned sickness, which did not happen very much in life, but certainly for church or school, I tried that out. And, you know, it's kind of funny because now as a parent, I realize that when your child fakes sickness, you are really onto them, right? And I just remember one time in particular, just wanting a break and just feigning sickness. And my mom, it was so clear, bless her heart, that she did not want me in the house that day because she lived for the time we were at school, right? So I digress. But just those times, like how if you don't get practiced in certain things as a child, like whether it's using your voice or making a choice, we are literally relearning and rebirthing these skills as adults, which is completely fine. And, you know, if we can create atmospheres where this is allowed and we're actually playing in the field, the energetic field of what it feels like to make a choice or give ourselves permission to do so, all the power to us, right? So I think like that of just being one of six kids and my parents needing to keep us in line in order for life to function fairly smoothly, we weren't given as many choices. My siblings might tell it different because we all see things through our own eyes. And that's what I've really learned to respect as I've gotten older and wiser too, is that every single person walking this earth is through the eyes of their own perspective, their own set of glasses on, and their own experiences, which culminate in how they tell the story or what stays with them or what they need to heal and all the things, what they're here to teach, right? And so my siblings might say like, Maureen, you're so off, but it is my experience. So I think like when we have that, then hey, then we get to say that, right? I always say that when you go through something, you get to say it, you get to name it. And that's a super powerful choice to be making too. So I was thinking it's also so understandable that in this generation of being raised in the 70s and 80s, our parents were in their survival mode or survival self kind of getting by for the most part. You know, when I talk to people, and I probably said this before, who had an experience where they had choices or they used their voice. And again, right, we all have different sort of lessons that we're learning here through life. So it's going to be different, but I do give a lot of blessings and, you know, just understanding to my parents and just a lot of love. They're both on the other side now, or through the thin veil, I should say. What other side, right? Oh, I'm laughing a lot today, but they did the best they could. And I always like, I think Tanu Betty had said, and she quoted someone, but it's that we can't help what we endured. It's not our responsibility what happened to it, but it's our responsibility to create change in our lives. And Tanu, I'm probably botching that a little bit, but I think you get the idea. And I think that that's really true. So for me, the value of choice being a driver in my life came from coming from a childhood where I experienced not having a lot of choice. I'm going to talk about why choice is so powerful and add that when I look back at the little Maureen, the younger version of myself who did what she was told. She certainly didn't get upset about it, at least not in public, but usually in the, I wrote, sad confines of her room, staying in limited lanes. She didn't cause trouble until I did, which started in my teen years, that I have so much compassion and softness for her and just so much grace and just, you know, just give that part of myself like, oh, wow, that must have been so hard to experience. And what do you want to say about that? So here I am with what I want to say about that because I know or feel within my body that she yearned for choice. Yes. So years and years later, when I started a family and had my kids, Adam and I's children, I knew that I wanted to allow them to have choices. I didn't know how to parent at all. And it's funny because, you know, I went in to study conscious parenting with Dr. Shefali, and that was because I have such a passion for children. And I probably, even though I was pretty into that lane down having my kids, by the time I did Dr. Shefali, that was 5 years ago, they were 14, 16, and 18 or something like that. And that's why, you know, change can happen at any time based on the choices that we're actively making. Anyway, it was an intentional decision and it was a mindful decision that I just was not going to tell them no and but give them choices. And the tricky thing about that is when I was younger, I didn't have boundaries. And I was just talking to someone about this yesterday, the lack of boundaries. And that's so understandable. If you have no boundaries, you don't get taught how to make boundaries, create boundaries, set boundaries, all the things, then you don't know how to do it. But I'm proud of the fact that I knew that I wanted to give choices because I think that, you know, amidst the things that were harder, there were certain things that I really appreciate myself for. So you, if you're a parent or just anywhere in your life as an individual and you're making choices to change your experience, really appreciate yourself for that because it is not necessarily the easiest work. And sometimes it takes a while to create, but you're doing it. And once you start movement and put energy towards something, things begin to change. So back then, there wasn't an actual plan or a book that led me or guided me because my firstborn was born in 2000 and Google wasn't easily accessible. I always say thank God in a way. So I found my way in the dark. I think a lot of us can say we found our way in the dark or what felt like the darkness. And I think that comment, by the way, is based on elders in our worlds not sharing the wisdom, which can be for a lot of different reasons. But I feel like one of my missions in life too is to be and become an elder. And who do I consider an elder? I mean, you could be an elder in your 40s. You could be your elder in your 30s if you were mentoring teens. But just this idea of let's really, you know, be there and mentor the younger generations. So much lived wisdom there. Not to say do this, but to offer it. Because I know when we have many things to choose from, that it is powerful as well. And that when it comes from people in our lives we know and respect, it's super powerful and just becomes part of that menu or smorgasbord of choices. So I was saying like things that are shareable that I don't think were talked about in my house were what parenting looked like, what it felt like, how much your life changes throughout the different phases of your life, whether it's in your 20s when you take your first job or when you get married or when you have children or when you, I don't know, go through mental health challenges, when you go through illness, all the things. What came before us is here to guide us. So I guess that's my point. So it's so funny. When I was writing the episode, I have to name it because I had a voice come in and it's an old, outdated voice and it crept in my psyche and it said, "Am I complaining too much?" And I had to share that because this is how our conditioning and our internalized voices show up. They kind of like sneak in because if you've been doing the work for a while, you're like, oh, I'm reforming those, the hurt places inside. I'm meeting my woundedness with love and compassion. Things are changing. I can tell my consciousness is changing, my awareness, I'm catching things. But those internalized voices kind of show up here and there. And so I just thought it was really interesting when that one kind of like billowed through my thoughts. And I thought like, wow, Maureen, there was a point in your life when you felt that sharing your experience was too much. And so I let it float by. I noticed it and I allowed it to move on because it's not mine anymore. So anyway, I began to give my children choices, and it wasn't always smooth and pretty, and that's okay because that's life. But I felt again like I was making a choice to give them a choice. And in that way, I felt, and I think it's true, I was pulling some energy that I had leaked out over the years back to myself. And I think that's a really important point in life, that when we do that, when we recognize the ways in which, I don't know, we didn't realize that we had so much power, is because it leaked out over time. And so we're like bringing that energy back to fortify it and nourish us. And I think that just feels so, so good. So I, you know, in truth, life boils down to our choices. And what I love even more about choice is that it literally changes the timeline of events and what happens in our lives, right? Not to put too much pressure on it, but it's just kind of a cool aspect of it that if I choose, if I have four choices and I choose this way, it's going to create four more choices and then eight more choices, like, and then down the path, it's exponential. When I interviewed Melanie Ramone, who will be live at the end of the month, we talked about there being no such thing as a right choice, that they all end up being right for you, and that they're also full of information. And I know that so many of us really have felt at certain times in our lives that we made the wrong choice. And that can be for like small things, and that can be for really big things. But put into the perspective of none of it was wrong, none of it is wrong, that it was all actually perfect for you is, I don't know, it makes me see it with new eyes. I'm like, wow, okay. So if I don't have to shame that choice or myself for making it anymore, how could it have benefited my life? How, what did I learn from it? Which are great questions to ask. So that could be the college you chose. It could be what you studied, could pertain to your life partner and the friends you've made, like the different avenues I'm saying, not those being the wrong choices, although you may have thought that before too, but just that with each choice, okay, unlocking new doors. I liken it to a chessboard. When you make one move, different moves open up. It closes off certain moves, and you know what I'm saying. So I'm probably just scratching the surface of this today, but I really think it's important because we're moving out of that Piscean age of the outer focus and, you know, getting our answers from the outer world, and we're pulling it to the internal, that age of Aquarius, that we're moving from this 3D limit, more limited duality consciousness to into a five-dimensional perspective, which is full of possibilities, infinite possibilities, and multidimensionality, where we're going to be able to see things from many different angles. But it's also just allowing us to pull that energy and power back to ourselves. What the quality of our lives, what do we want it to be? We have choices too. This is a major choice point in humanity as to how aware and conscious we're going to become. Because in life now, we see messages floating across, maybe quotes or work people's doing or offerings, and we have choices, right? I mean, there's hundreds of things probably coming across our minds and our senses and our bodies these days as to directionality and choice. And wow, that's really astounding. But it's our choice as to where we stay in consciousness. And what's been really powerful for me is that a couple of my guests recently have said, if you are on a path of consciousness, make no mistake, that is for a reason. And you are here to keep cultivating it and moving it forward. So you can tuck your awareness in a box and say, oh, I think you have the choice to say, I think I'm okay. I don't need to go there. You know, I don't know what that's going to bring in my life. Or you can take it on and say, I'm going to spread my rising awareness, my rising kindness, my rising mindfulness, my rising consciousness, my rising knowing that I'm not separate anymore, that I'm part of a unity consciousness, that if there is one, if I am one speck of the waves in the ocean, then I am here to move with the others. And even if the others are not moving with you and you know it's your truth, then you move with it. You move in that directionality. And I couldn't think of a more beautiful invitation right now. So, because when I speak of the unity too, what I've loved through the podcast is just learning that we truly all are equals. There is no hierarchy, and one person may hold more knowledge or a lot more in certain areas, but we are here to do this together. We're here to support each other's growth, ascension. It is the spiritual path of enlightenment and just carrying each other. So, yeah, I wanted to say a bit too that. I wanted to just, this is another little avenue, but I learned a lot about choice when I read The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav, which I only picked up about 5 years ago. And it's a great book that I think he wrote in 1989. I think he was the guest that Oprah had on the most of any guest ever. But he's got a whole chapter dedicated to choice. And I want to share what he says. It's in the beginning of chapter 9 of the book. And he says, the center of our evolutionary process is choice. So that's our process and evolution, evolving, which we are doing. It is the engine of our evolution. Each choice you make is a choice of intention. So he says, for example, you may choose to stay silent in a situation, and that may serve to penalize. It may serve to share compassion, show patience, or be loving. He writes, what you choose with each action and each thought is an intention, a quality of consciousness that you bring to your action or thought. And I thought that was so powerful. And he goes on to say, and when, like, in my book, The Seat of the Soul, I've got so many underlines. And like, when I first read it, I was like, whoa, this has got to, you got to be kidding me. Because it is definitely directed from the soul. And it's like an academic material, really, I think, in terms of learning about our human selves and soul level perspectives. So I thought this was really interesting, though. You cannot choose your intentions consciously until you become conscious of the different aspects of yourself. So to me, this is where our inner work and our awareness of the different parts of us who operate are. So I think what he means is if you aren't aware that you have a part of you running the show, let's take gossip as an example. There's a part of you that wants to speak ill of someone or is used to doing that, accustomed to. But there's a part of you that doesn't want to gossip anymore and go down those paths, right? But he says that the part of you that is stronger and less developed will win out. And he goes on to say that the part that wins out is the one who or that is accustomed to doing something in a certain way. So that to me says that it's the intention and the practice for us that brings about change and the part of you that you want to win out, right? So if you have a choice in a conversation about whether you're going to say something about someone until you become practiced at it, you're going to go to the accustomed place. No shame, right? But it's a soul directive that the part of you that wants to not talk about people or not engage in, let's say, smoking or having the drinks on a weeknight, whatever it is. I love how he says, yeah, you have a choice, but the part of you that is more accustomed is going to win out until you become more practiced. So let's practice together, say like, these are my values. This is the person I am becoming. And as you become conscious of the different parts of your personality, he says, you become able to experience consciously the forces within you that compete for expression. And I thought I will just kind of circle to the part he talks about choices, but he also talks about responsible choices. And in responsible choices, the reason I'm going to say this part of it that I just find, again, a fascinating part of choices is that there always are going to be consequences to our choice. And so let's say you have a big choice to make. You want to go in the direction of entertaining. It can be through writing. It can be in your thought. What would it be like if I made that choice? And it doesn't mean you're ever going to make that choice. But if you allow yourself the part of your imagination to experience what it feels like to be in that choice, what would it feel like? What would my life look like? It gives you information as to the direction you want to go and allows you to test the water and see how you would feel. I learned that lesson from my teacher, Susie Lula, and she was my spiritual therapist for a while as well. And I remember at parts of the work we did together that she would say, well, you know, if she knew I was considering something, she would almost invite me to, well, what would that look like and feel like? Because I think what the key to me, if I had to interpret that, why it became so powerful in the choice-making process, was that I gave myself permission that I had a choice. Because I think when you don't have choices in your life, you think there's no way out of certain things or no other choice. You really live in more of a scarcity consciousness. So the more we learn about choice and talk about choice and practice how we make choice and become aware of the different aspects of it, we tap into our abundant nature. Yes, we become more abundant around it, which is our nature. That's what you were born with, but you're reorienting to it. So that was just like a really powerful thing to me. And I'll say lastly about Gary Zukav is that he talks a lot about when we go to make choices that we're either coming from our soul versus our personality in making the choice. I know that Joe Dispenza, who is a thought leader, you may or may not have heard of, he's a real big guy, but he talks about our personality being our personal reality. And our personal reality is what we've created based on what we've experienced. So in our way, our personal reality in large part can be, and I may not have this exactly right, but I think it's close enough, is that it can be we're talking about our conditioned self. And so, you know, you can see through the process of life as we begin adulting and being so mindful and making responsible choices is that we're creating a new personal reality. We're creating an adult reality from our adult selves. And what's happening in the invisible process behind the scenes, behind the curtain, is we're expanding our consciousness. When we greet our lives and meet our lives with this level of awareness and care, we're expanding consciousness. And when we expand in consciousness, our brother or sister next to us expands in consciousness. And it is a ripple effect. And I used to wonder if that was true, but it is absolutely true. You've seen it happen with people in your lives. Maybe you've experienced it yourself. So Gary Zukav is saying, if we're coming from the soul-driven place, the qualities are around universal love, wisdom, compassion, again, unity conscious, not separation. What do I feel? What's important to me? How can I shine through on this choice? What if I've never made it before? Can I give myself permission to? There's just so many juicy questions underneath the surface there. We're all being drawn back to making these choices at the soul level versus the learn level or what would be best for another person or entity. In the end, we make choices that work for us in our lives. So in our choice, we can choose between the energy of our soul, which carries the intentions, again, of love, forgiveness, humbleness, and clarity. And when we choose along with these qualities or qualities of our soul, we gain that personal empowerment. And it's all, this is how it's multidimensional, right? This is how everything dances with each other. It's not a linear path. We can't see things shifting below the surface, but they are. And you wake up in gratitude and you wake up with new perspectives and new feelings about yourself. So to me, this whole conversation applies to my everyday life. Will I say this or that? Do I want to take the high road or the low road? Does this contribute to the good in the world or negative in the world? Will this nourish and be additive to my relationship or take away from it? The choices are seemingly small in our everyday lives, or even seemingly so big in our everyday lives. They all matter. You are powerful. You are taking back that energy that's leaked out. You're creating new, updated 2.0, 3.0 kind of experiences and stories for yourself by making choices in your life. So I believe when we take a look more deeply at a topic like choice, and understand it, and that we are the player at the center of our story, and what we choose to think, say, share, and take action on deeply matters. And mostly, it matters for your life's trajectory and what it means to you, what you're learning, and why certain choices are important to you. Again, you are the star of your own show. Getting to know you and why things are important to you, and what your needs are when it comes to choice and life, and uncovering your true, true, true essence of who you are in the process is what matters. So I believe that our culture as a whole is being invited to expand our consciousness and into this living at the soul level versus that of our conditioned personality. We're being invited real time to explore so many aspects of ourselves. And there are just so many modalities and questions and processes we can use to do this work. Reach out if you are considering a choice or a direction in your life that you're not sure about, if you need support with. There's nothing more I love to do than play in the field of your creation through choice. And so today I'll leave it at that. I hope you got one thing out of today and maybe more. Join me next week as I introduce exciting news about the new community I've created and a beautiful collaboration I will be releasing. I'm deeply grateful that you made the choice to make Mystical Sisterhood part of your life because it's absolutely a choice. As with everything in life, choice is sacred for us all, and especially for those who do not have it. Thank you very much. I will see you in the next episode and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.